During the last 10 or 15 years, the pottery industry has been going through a seismic change. The six or seven towns that make up Stoke-on-Trent had their own dynamic factories, producing for 200, maybe 250 years, products that were bought by the general public, each manufacturer having their own special designs, trade names and patterns. This has gradually changed and diminished to a very small nucleus of potteries, producing maybe art pottery rather than the mass-produced ones that we saw in yesteryear. Locally, I'm sure you will remember the shop called Luce's in Magdalen Street. This store had been run for generations by the Brett family, who had the most wonderful collection of all the finest china and glass in the area. They were the leading retailer of all the famous names. When trade began to slow down, things had to change, and this fine china shop closed. This is as a result of people's change in taste, which affected not just the retailer, but the manufacturer as well. Not so many years ago, we saw drastic changes being made with firms such as Waterford Crystal and Stuart Crystal all ceasing manufacture, followed by Derby, Dalton, Spode and Royal Worcester. These were such household names that one thought they would live forever. They do with their old products, many of which are no longer collected today, even though they might go back 200 years. The heyday of the pottery industry must have been somewhere between the 1850s and the 1950s. That was 100 years of great advance. We saw the finest quality porcelain being produced at Royal Worcester. We saw the intricate designs and top quality wares from Royal Crown Derby. And for Spode, we saw that iconic blue and white, so recognisable as being the benchmark of those items coming from Spode's factory. We also had smaller firms making headway. We had Newport Pottery in the doldrums for years, and then by 1926, with a lady called Clarice Cliff designing their pots, they went from strength to strength. Another well-known name in the wayside is Wedgwood. The blue and white jasperware that we have got to love over the years is now completely out of favour, unless, of course, you are lucky enough to have a 2, 3, 4, or 5 colourway piece of Wedgwood jasper. Fashions have just changed, collectability has changed, and the pottery industry just illustrates how dramatic it is. But all is not bad. We have a situation where a David and Goliath situation has arisen. David, in the form of Portmeirion Potteries, have acquired the intellectual name of both Royal Worcester and Spode, enabling the names to live on. Portmeirion have also acquired some of the smaller names in the industry, now with a group of companies with a turnover in excess of £30 million a year. They are in a much stronger position than the small individual companies. The history of Portmeirion is that it began in 1960 when pottery designer Susan Williams Ellis, whose father created the Italian-style Portmeirion village in North Wales, took a small decorating company over in Stoke-on-Trent, A.E. Gray and Son. They had been working with Grays for years and commissioning designs that they sold in the Portmeirion shop. In 1961, they acquired another company called Kirkham's. These two businesses were combined at Portmeirion Potteries Limited was born. They went from strength to strength, their original Portmeirion designs being some of the most successful ever sold.